So our next and final presenter is Mark Horner, and Mark is the Chief of Health Hazard Evaluation Section in the Bureau of Environmental and Occupational Health at the Wisconsin Division of Public Health. He's going to be presenting on partnerships to improve community occupational health.
Thank you. What I'm going to be talking about today is our best effort to try to deal with some carryover funds we had 1 year in our cooperative agreement with NIOSH, to try to expand the range of users for the data that we're generating, and to try to identify some areas where we could work with some non-traditional partners and give them a chance to develop some program around occupational health and safety. So I'll be discussing our partnerships that our occupational health surveillance program developed with some both community organizations and local health departments. I'll talk about how we constructed our request for applications, the projects that we selected, and what some of the outcomes were, and what we've done since that exercise. So certainly in our state and a lot of other states, we're in a combined environmental occupational health bureau, and we work very closely with local health departments on a range of environmental health issues, things like childhood lead poisoning, private well issues, and providing data for community needs assessment. On the occupational health side, we have not had the same sorts of relationships, and we've not traditionally gotten identified a pathway for local agencies, local health departments, local organizations to use the data that we're generating. And some of that is that the sample sizes are small for a lot of the occupational health outcomes that we're tracking, and so it's less clear except for some of our larger health departments, such as the city of Milwaukee, how they might use those data. So this has not been identified as a priority for a number of community organizations, and for some of our the chronic disease issues. For example, the asthma program is in the section that I supervise, and we have local asthma coalitions who are doing all sorts of interesting work and have really leveraged community resources to address that issue. But we've had less luck on the occupational health side, and we have done some projects related to providing small amounts of funding to community organizations. We worked with our asthma program back probably about 4 or 5 years ago, when we had some funds in the occupational health program to try to generate interest in projects and provide small amounts of funding on work-related asthma. And we had a couple of really successful projects, and some that the local organizations really struggled with. And I think one of the issues was that they were trying to find employers who were interested in communicating messages about work-related asthma. I think they got hung up on liability concerns, or that they might be sharing information that might result in a workers' compensation claim, or could be they didn't see a clear path forward. We did work with the one of the organizations that we worked with was the Marshfield Clinic, which is a fairly large but mostly rural healthcare delivery system in northern and central Wisconsin. Worked with them on looking over some of their surveys that they use for fit testing workers who need respiratory protection, and looking at how they were addressing issues for workers with asthma. So we had some success and felt like there was some reason to be optimistic with another similar sort of opportunity. So we got together and tried to figure out what it was that we wanted, what the objectives of this request for applications would be. We wanted to try to use the results to inform future education and outreach, to generate more expertise and interest in occupational health in local health departments and community-based organizations, to engage them in how occupational health services are delivered, and to build sustainability at the community level for occupational health service delivery. In our announcement that we put out for community-based organizations and local health departments, we identified five primary topic areas. One was occupational injury and illness prevention. One was community occupational health needs assessment. One was agriculture, worker health and safety in agriculture. And we also looked at indoor air issues in workplaces. The fifth one that we talked about quite a bit was the topic of workplace wellness. And while we were certainly we had some hesitations because we felt like if we put that out as a topic area that we might generate a lot of interest, but that we might not get the sort of proposals that really fit the spirit and the letter of the sort of partnerships we were hoping would result. We ultimately decided to include workplace wellness as a topic, and I'll describe what happened next as we go forward. So we implemented this request for proposals. In terms of advertising or getting the word out, we have a standard within our agency. We have a standard site where interested parties can look for funding opportunities. And this was, I think, was the primary means by which the community-based organizations figured out that we were soliciting applications. And we also sent it out through we have five public health regions in Wisconsin. We sent this to the regional office directors, and they sent it out to the, we have 95 local health departments in Wisconsin. So they sent it out to the individual health directors for the local health departments that are in their service area. And the project needed to be community-based, occupational health and safety interventions, informed by our surveillance data. So we were looking to try to make sure that they were aware of our program, had looked at our data, and were familiar with them and demonstrated that in their applications. They were addressing community priorities, and we wanted to try to encourage projects that would have a high likelihood of sustainability beyond the funding period. And we had a total of 18 applications from local health departments and community-based organizations. These were evaluated based on the target population that they described, their articulation of the need in their community, their incorporation of data to support that need, and then their work plan, their evaluation plan, and their budget. And from those 18 applications, we selected nine recipients, and these were six-month projects that were conducted in the first half of 2014. So we didn't give them a lot of time. And this is a map of the projects that we funded. I will say that most of the projects for the applicants that we did not fund, I don't think this is true universally, but most of them were in the worksite wellness category. And we felt that the ones that we didn't fund didn't really address or didn't demonstrate a capacity to address an occupational health and safety issue or hadn't identified that sort of an endpoint in their application. We did have a few where we felt based on prior relationships we knew who these folks were, and there was some interest in that. We knew they had some capacity, and there was some interest they had expressed. Some interest in occupational health and safety as part of the proposal, and we felt like we could work with them to try to leverage that a little more broadly as we proceeded. But we did get a reasonable geographic distribution around the state from at least a couple corners of Wisconsin. So the first category was agricultural safety. One of the projects that we funded was from the Rock County Health Department, which is in the southern tier of counties in Wisconsin. The county seat is Janesville, and this is an area that has a lot of corn, soybean farming, as well as dairy cattle and hog production. certainly some hay baling. This project was aimed to try to increase awareness of farm safety and farm injury prevention. And specifically, the focus was on farm kids, kids on farms, and their adult supervisors. And they developed, this is an example of a brochure that they developed, but they worked with their extension offices and their 4-H clubs, developing educational materials, brochures, and some library displays that moved to various public libraries around Rock County. It's a county population of probably about 100,000. We also funded a project at North Central Technical College, which is a community college in Wausau, in the center of the state. And specifically, this project was working with both farmers and first responders on issues around farm machinery safety and responding to farm chemical spills. It was a one-day training event that they had a total of 25 farmers and 35 EMTs who participated. And they had modules on farm equipment, on farm tool handling. They had a session on dealing with grain bins and the hazards of grain bins. They had a simulated tractor rollover that they responded with. They were going through sort of a mock response. Did an elevated silo rescue exercise and an exercise relating to farm chemical storage. We had a project that we funded from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, from their School of Nursing, and this was a project primarily aimed at a mostly Hispanic dairy farm worker population. And I knew that we had large numbers of Hispanic farm workers doing things like working in with potatoes and other sorts of crops. I did not know that we had. A large number of Hispanic workers on dairy farms in Wisconsin until this application came in, and they worked on screening, immunization, and education for farm workers, and had a total of 94 contacts and 86 workers who they worked with in counties around Eau Claire in the west central part of the state. So for the Worksite Wellness Injury Prevention projects that we funded, one was from Oneida County, the county seat is Rhineland. This is in the north, sort of the North Woods part of Wisconsin, not far from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And in Oneida County, they focused on fall prevention, trying to identify sources of carpal tunnel syndrome, back injuries, and they conducted a number of focus groups on the topic of community occupational health, and conducted followed up with some educational efforts related to their findings, and we're looking to incorporate some of this material into their local health department community needs assessment and their public health agency accreditation efforts. The St. Michael's Foundation in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. This is about in the absolute center of Wisconsin. And they have a program that they've had for a number of years looking at some of their corporate, their business clients, doing screenings and education related to sort of traditional worksite wellness issues. And they sought to expand their activities beyond just their paying corporate customers, and looking at things like chronic disease, injury prevention, and repetitive motion injury. We funded the Door County Medical Center Foundation, which is in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, and they worked with a neighboring county, or the community of Algoma, which is a town of about 3,000 on Lake Michigan, also in the northeastern part of the state. And they have three particularly large employers that they worked with. One is a wood processing facility, and I think there was a school district, and I believe some industry related, some work on the shipping industry. And for this project, they did a health survey among their employees and got some information, not only about chronic disease issues, but also included some, we worked with them to develop some occupational health questions that we were trying to get information on, or we thought would be, that they wanted to get information on, and we helped them sort of target what we thought would be useful to find out. And we had a project in Stoughton, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles from Madison in the south central part of the state. This is a community that's increasingly suburban, but it's they have some major manufacturing outfits in the county. I think there's still a Uniroyal tire plant in Stoughton, and this was from the hospital, and they worked with a number of different businesses to provide on-site physical therapist and occupational health nurse education and assessment. So they had them out for a few hours on a number of occasions, specifically to provide guidance on repetitive motion injury and to help their employees reduce their risk of injury. The third category was community assessment. There we go. So we had a proposal from the Clark County Health Department. As you can see, this is in the west central part of the state. And they also, like the project in Oneida County, they conducted an assessment of their residents and work sites to look at what the current status of occupational health was in the county. This is a county that, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the University of Wisconsin County Health Rankings that come out nationally and evaluate all the counties within a state. And Clark County ranked 69th out of the 72 counties in the state, and so they were looking to for opportunities to expand the data that were available to them for community health assessment. And so they used this health assessment tool to get feedback from the employed community for their community health assessment. And our last project was from the University of Wisconsin campus in Superior, and this is in the northwestern corner of the state, right across the St. Louis River from Duluth, Minnesota. And then they had identified some concerns about radon, and they looked at I think they have 20 buildings on campus, and they conducted some radon investigations in classroom buildings and assembly hall, as well as some dormitories, and identified priorities for long-term sampling and for remediation. So as you see, we got a pretty broad range of projects, and our Rabia, who was our program manager, provided a great deal of technical assistance, particularly for the worksite wellness projects, where they thought this was an interesting direction to go, but didn't have a lot of experience in moving in that direction. And I think we struggled a bit to and I was thinking about this on Sunday when we had the discussion in the occupational health workshop about total worker health, and I think we felt at some times we felt like we were struggling to get these folks to think about occupational health as a discipline and as something that should be on their radar screens. And I think I do think that at the end of the project, that while we wanted to make sure that I think in a future request for applications, I think we might be a little more we might try to make more distinction. But I think the opportunity to engage the worksite wellness provider community on this topic, and to start thinking about how we can better incorporate the total worker health concept into what we're doing, I think it was beneficial. So from our work, we did feel like we could fund projects where there was significant occupational health components in the work that they were doing, and in most cases it was work that they weren't doing something new, they were simply adding on to their existing resources and perhaps building community expectations that occupational health will continue to be a topic in the projects that they're working on in the future. In the subsequent year, so our current grant year, we had a couple of additional, we were able to fund additional smaller projects, and so we looked through, because of our request for granting authority within the agency, we were only allowed to refund projects that we had funded in the previous year, and so we sent out another request for applications from the 9 funded projects, and provide additional funding to the North Central Technical College, which was the farm safety day with the silo rescue, and as well as the UW Eau Claire project, which was focused on agricultural health and safety issues in their farm worker population, their dairy farm worker population. And this is a picture from the North Central Technical College exercise. This is their simulated tractor rollover. This was a picture from the silo rescue exercise. And then this was one of the screenings from the School of Nursing up at UW Eau Claire. Thank you. Yes.
Is there any evaluation component to the interventions that you funded?
I think something else that they had to work on was evaluation. I think we had some that had a good. I think the UW, the Eau Claire project. I think some of the ones that we funded twice had very clear objectives, and we tried to work with them to improve their evaluation plans from the first round to the second round. For a lot of them, they were looking at they were doing different types of surveys. Either of the if they were working with someone directly, or if they're doing focus groups, or they're looking at whether they're doing educational interventions, they had pre-tests and post-tests. We didn't require a logic model or anything quite that far along. So some of them clearly had experience with program evaluation and had a good sense as to what they should be looking at and where we could help them, we did. But we didn't get any terribly rigorous evaluation plans. Yes?
How much staff time would you say it took to oversee these requests? Like putting out an RFP, reviewing applications, it sounds like you worked with a lot of the project guidance. Did you find that key manageable?
I think most of the work was in setting up the process by which we could take the funds and distribute them. So getting agency approval, setting up that whole process, which is one of the reasons I think that we decided in the second year rather than go through that again, we just went with the existing with the existing partnerships and looking to sort of do round two. So I think that was probably the most. That was probably the most time-consuming piece, was getting all that set up. I think generally once you've done it, it's fairly easy to. We just hadn't done it before, and so we had to learn that whole process. Most of the time when we do this for other programs that I work on, we usually find a contractor. So we have an existing contract with somebody else, and then they do it, and they don't have. And some of our agency procurement rules can be bypassed because. We give them the money, and then they run that whole process. Yes?
Mark, you said early on that it's challenging to try to leverage the community resources. So then moving forward, you really weren't able to fund, obviously, all of the projects that had gotten started. So was there any kind of way that there was some sustainability sort of incorporated into, or any other, were you able to identify any other community that, like, I think
right. For the two local health departments, we have more ongoing relationships with them, and so we have followed up with them in terms of, what are you going to put in, what are you planning to put in your next community needs assessment that relates to this issue, or we have somewhere environmental health pops up on occasion. This is probably one that's not going to pop up unless they've done some work like this. To say, here are our community priorities. We had a forum on occupational health. Here's what people said they're concerned about. So I think it's not so much that we're making it a community priority, but we're just asking, if this is a priority, what are you concerned about? And I know that teen workers, young workers, did come up as one of the topics that the community was concerned about, particularly in Oneida County. It's an area where they have a lot of tourists, something of a tourist industry. A lot of folks from Chicago have cabins up there, and I think they felt like a lot of the kids were working a lot in the summer at restaurants and amusement parks, and I remember that coming up as a concern.
Thank you.